Source number 24.
Holding in Tesis, the Tesis was Mami the Machlekes. Rabbi Notam in the Oru, Sikresha de Loy Nichale. You know, Shidas Rab Shimon Dovo Shein Miskaven is Mutter. Shimon Rab Shimon Dovo Shein Miskaven is Mutter. Aber Moide Rab Shimon be Psikresha de Letzosu. And the Oruf was mechadesh that psikresha de loy nichalei is weiter muta. Rabbi Notam himself, Rabbi Notam learned, Eilech and Amid, this is the second one we learned, he's masking with the Oruf that psikresha de loy nichalei is muta min ha-teire, but it's also with the Rabbana. So the Yosei Namachlekes is be'etzen, psikresha de loy nichalei avada it's muta min ha-teire, now it's shalef, it's also with the Rabbana or not. And Tesis is coming to shtel a couple kashes at the Shitas Aoruch. Two kashes on the Aoruch, and one kasha on himself. Lamas on the Tesis inside. Well, Pirush Aoruch Koshe that now be perik shmoyne shrotzim hamefis mursa b'shabes. Person has a blister and is moitzi the mursa b'shabes. Im lasis lope chayev, im lohitzi mena leicho potu. ודווקא משום ציירה פוטור מוטו. אבל אילם משום ציירה היו עשו. אבל גם דלו הניח אליי בפה כלל. די הניח אליי מן הפה, כי למחה ונמי חייב. וכן מחת של יד. ליטל בו יסקו איזה שור משום ציירה, אבל אבל אוכי עשו. אבל גם דלו הניח אליי כלל. So the first cash of Frictasis on himself. Frictasis, he has a cash on the Oruch. How the Oruch holds? Psikresha דלו הניח אליי is מוטר מן התירה. I have a kasha and the Oruch. A person has a mefis musa b'shabes. Im lazis lepe chayev, im loitzi lecho is muter. And it's mashma in the Gemara that it's only muter because b'mokim tzaire. Mokim tzaire chazal will not goyzer. But if it's shaloi b'mokim tzaire, it's muter, it's osu. Lefi the Oruch, psikreshe de loy nichalei, has to be muter lekatchile. Lefi mizok teisis, it's givaldik. Fakat psikreshe de loy nichalei, is also with the Rabbanon. So if a person has a blister, Einachanami is not doing Lassi's Peh, he's only doing Lahoitzi Leicho, but with the Rabbanon it's also. But Bokim Tzar, Chazar will not go isa. But if the Oruch, the Psikreshen and Nichle is Mutter Lekatchile, why it's only Mutter and Bokim Tzar? So that's what the Kli Yeshua says. Who said that it's Mutter only by Bokim Tzar? Who said that it's Mutter only by Bokim Tzar? Hamefis Musa B'Shabbos, Im Lassa is Lope Chayev, אם לאו, מותר. אם לא יצא לך, מותר. It doesn't say that it's only because מוקם צער. תעשה שטורג הקשה. כאילו זה עושה אופן לגמור, זה מפורש in גמור somewhere that it's only מותר if last is לא יצא לך. But on, and even that, it's only מותר if it's במוקם צער. For it is on the Oruch, you hold that it's מותר every time. Why is only מותר במוקם צער? For it is on Yeshua, who said? Open the Gemara there. Omar Shmuel, call Potter the Shabbos, Potter Ravalosu, Chutz Mishloisho, one of them is Mephis Mursa, it's a Gemara Beres and Mubbeis, and Mephis Mursa B'Shabbos, Im Laz Lepe Chayiv, Im Loitzim El Olecho, Potter V'Muta. More on Shabbos Dav Gimel. And the Rashbo, in Chidushi HaRashbo Bayos, Zog the Rashbo, in Chidushi HaRashbo, he brings down this Kashe. Zog the Rashbo, it's not a Kashe. It's not a kasha. The pshat in the Gemara, lasa is lope muta. Why it's muta? Psikresha de loy nichalei is muta. Tesis is building up the kasha. It's a Gemara that says that it's only muta b'mokim tzar. Lefi da oruch, why only b'mokim tzar? Every psikresha de loy nichalei is muta. So if it's mechava to do Pesach, it's also. But it's mechava lo yitzilecha, it's muta. Why? Why? Has to be Alam. So why do I come back in Tzal? Zog the Rashba. It's not Shtaz a Gemara. It's not Gemara like that. Avada the Gemara holds that it's Mutar every time. Why? Psikresha de Nichalei. Tesis, Mishum Ma, was Mashma to them that the Gemara is only Mishum Tzal. It's not klal. Why? Where Tosfos found that it's only because of Mokim Tzar? Maybe the Pashtus, like Gemara and Daf Gimel of Meshabes, the Gemara brings it down with the list of things that are mutar mishum tzar. Kol p'tura l'shabes potur aval osur chutz mishloisho, and it's a list of things that are mutar mishum tzar. And granted, this came in inside the list. So maybe because of that, Tosfos thought that the heter is only because of Mokim Tzar. Can't say. You're not asking from Rashi. I'll explain to you. If you hold segregation nichle is also, so then it's mutar b'mokim tzar. If you don't, if you hold that segregation nichle is also, like Tosfos, min rabbon, so b'mele b'mokim tzar it's mutar. The kasha is the oruf hold that it's mutar min atayre. So why it's only mukim b'mokim tzar? This is Tosfos kasha. Zog the Rashi, who said maybe ain't a chanami? Maybe ain't a chanami. This is good with the pshat in the gemara. This is one kasha. Now Tosfos asking a kasha fakir on himself. I hold that it's also with the Rabbanon. I have a Gemara that it's Mutar. The first Kasha was on the Oruch. The Oruch holds. The Oruch holds that it's Asur. The Oruch holds that it's Asur. If the Oruch holds that it's Asur, so why, and I'm sorry, the Oruch holds that it's Mutar, why Dafka B'mokim Tzar, even Shalei B'mokim Tzar? It's a Kasha. Right, like us, that it's Asur with the Rabbanon. But mele, you have to come to B'mokim Tzar. Now the kasha fakel zok tesis. I hold that it's mutar leketchile, and the oruch holds that it's also with the rabbanon. I'm sorry, I hold that it's also, and the oruch holds that it's mutar. I have a gemara against the oruch. I have a gemara that it's mutar. What is the gemara that it's mutar? Very interesting gemara. Avol k'tzas kosha on herself. Ipsikresh lenichile. We hold that it's also with the rabbanon. Amayker omar rabbe berik chovis. Kvoshim shesochtom legufom. What is kvoshim shesochtom legufom? Person has cabbage vegetables. Not clothes. Pickle, like, kvoshim means miloshim kovush. That he has vegetables that are kvoshim. Now, be'etzem, when you take out a pickle, it's very wet. Now, a person wants to eat his vegetables, but he doesn't want the liquid. So he squeezes it. Kvoshim shesochtom legufom. Not because he wants to drink the liquid that will come out of that pickle. Because he wants to eat a dry pickle. When of them state, potu v'mutar. Why? If he wants the liquid, it's dash. But if he doesn't want the liquid, it's mutar. Why? I, it's a psik reisha. If you squeeze it, psik reisha, then the liquid will come out. The teretz is, aber le'nichale, he doesn't need the water. We say le'nichale doesn't mean that he's against the water coming out. Abi, he doesn't have what to do with his water. It's called le'nichale. So if he squeezes the pickle, it's mutar. Like they says, e'nechana means psik reisha de le'nichale, but I hold that it's also with the rabbanon. So why it says that you're allowed to? Hoy ben tsog la mei mei yitzi ma ashto afge ben tsog rol yes osu. Vay mir gidem tsin le mei ma da het du is not because dover shen miskaven. Da dav ke kvosim shori da nisrav mei ma ukhle de ifras. Ve en she mash ke olo. Da afilo le mei em potu. It's not because it's dover shen miskaven, because we look at it like food. It's not called a meis edisha, and a meile it's mutter. We'll have to explain exactly what tastes mean in this text. Lama misada the dvor. So Tosfos has be'etzem sikum advorim in this Tosfos is Tosfos is finishing be'etzem the machlekes oruch and Tosfos psikreshet eloi nichalei v'kol atirikula midai raise it's mutar. It again dovo shen miskaven is mutar lefi Reb Shimon osu lefi Reb Yude. Abaye v'roved amet avayu moide Reb Shimon psikreshet that it's osu. Aber if it's eloi nichalei the oruch was mechadesh that it's mutar. Tosfos hold that it's osu mit rabbanon gzeir otu nichalei and the oruch hold that it's mutar. And the oruch Tosfos had two kashas. Why the Gemara says that Mephis Musa is only Mokim Tzar, even Shalei Mokim Tzar, if it's Mutar Lekatchile, and on himself Tosfos as a kasha, if it's Mutar Lek, if it's also Mid Rabbanon, why Kvosim Shesachtam Lememeim, also Chayev, aber im Legufam is Mutar, aber it's a segregation of Leim Michale. This is the Tosfos. Rab Kiva Eger comes, and Frank Rab Kiva Eger, a starke kasha. Frank Rab Kiva Eger, a starke kasha. And I want to be miyasad the dvorim. It's be'etzem, this Rav Kiva Eger is touching, be'etzem, the oimek of whole melocha Shabbos. The oimek of the whole avonah of the whole sugis here. And we'll go keseder advorim. Again, we know that, and every, like we said yesterday, this is poshet, that when a person eats chazir, it's a melocha, lavdari raisa, he's mechaven or he's not mechaven, he wants to eat the chazir, or he just feels not comfortable not to eat it. Avad, if a person eats chazir, he's chayev. Yom mechaven, nish mechaven. He's eating chazir. We said more from that. A person marries a Ishasish. And Edim told him that her husband died. And later the husband comes back. He brings a korban, a mefurashim mishnah. He didn't mean it. He married this lady. Mistake. You bring a korban, it's aveira. It's not heter, I was not mechaven. It's no ptur of not mechaven. Shagig, bring a korban. Amazing. Chayev misa. It's no shaykh to say I was not mechaven. So what is the pshat in Shabbos as a ptur of ein mechaven? We said the pshat is, when a person does two pe'ulas in Shabbos, what is two pe'ulas in Shabbos? Lemoshel, a person does a beer and blood comes out. I want to be masbir. We'll understand later on Kivei Gizkasha. A person does a beer and blood comes out. Now listen carefully. Lo yatsuya, this isha doesn't have blood. Take away all of her blood. This person will not do a beer tomorrow? He will do a beer. He doesn't need the blood to be there to do a beer or not. Grade, what's coming on? When you do a beer, blood comes out. Say that. But lo yatsuya, you take away all of her blood. She doesn't have her blood. You either could do a beer. The beer is not because it's blood. Go weiter. He does a Pesach. She has a Pesach already. Or she doesn't have a Pesach. It's not Shaykh she will have a Pesach. He will carry on doing a beer. His beer is a Maisa that is called Maisa beer. The beer doesn't change. The beer doesn't make a difference to the beer. It doesn't make a difference to the beer if it's a Dam or not a Dam, if it's a Pesach or not a Pesach. No what? When he does a beer, grade, is that? He does a beer, it's a Pesach. He's not mechaven to the dam. He's not mechaven to the Pesach. What is the halacha? Dovor she'eino miskaven muter. The hainu. Even if in the end it will bleed, even if in the end it will be a Pesach, we said yesterday, he doesn't have to do tshuva. He doesn't have to feel bad if it happens. Hashem lets him to do this melacha. I want to understand the oimek of dovor she'eino miskaven. Dovashin miskaven muter. I'm allowed to do a beer and dam will come out. I'm allowed to do a beer and will be a Pesach. Hashem didn't ask for the Hesberim that we said yesterday. I'm not going into the Hesberim. This is Dovashin miskaven. But if it's a psik reshe, so then it's awesome. If when you do a beer, it for sure will be a dam. If it's maybe will happen, then it's muter. Not because it's a sofik, maybe I will not be able to avere. Because Dovashin miskaven is muter. I'm busy with my beer. And the mikre happens to be that is a dam. I'm doing a beer, and grade is a Pesach. But I'm doing my maise, not because I hope that other thing will not happen. Even if the closer chances that it will happen, of alval I'm doing one thing, and the other thing is happening, and by the way, this is the halacha of dovor she'eino miskaven is muter. Hashem lets me, even if the aveir is done. Not because we hope that the aveir will not be done. Psik reisha says, while psik reisha, if I'm doing this, for sure the other thing will happen. So, mainly I don't have the heter of dovor she'eino miskaven. Or because Anan Tzadi, we said, or because it's one meiser, Rebbe Elchanan. This is what we said. And of them, the oruch was mechadesh. Psikreisha delay nichalei is shori. Psikreisha delay nichalei is shori. It goes back to the heter, even though it for sure will happen. But if it's delay nichalei, it doesn't have the malice of a psikreisha. So, while it doesn't have the malice of a psikreisha, we go back to the aloch of dovor she'eino miskaven as mutter. Now, after we have this claw, what is Shtar of Kiveiger's Kasha? Tesis brings a case, if Dovor She'eino Miskaven, what is the case of Tesis? Mephis Mursa. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Lav Gimel, Lav Kuf Zayin, Bayos and Vavon Burbeis. A person has a blister and it's full with liquid, he wants to take it out, he makes a hole. Im Lasis Le Pesach, it's Chayev, it's Boine, Yesh Binyan Be'odom, Zak Rashi Vavon Burbeis. If Lehoitzi Leicho, he wants the liquid to come out, it's Muta. Ay, Le Maisa will be a Pesach. Zog Teisvis, aber, it's ein miskaven, but it's a psikreisha. Zog Teisvis, no, but a psikreisha do emichalei, he doesn't need the Pesach. This is the Teisvis. Frekt Rab Kiveiger, he doesn't understand. What is the shaykhus to psikreisha to dovor she'eino miskaven? I will ask you a shayla, Zog Rab Kiveiger. A person shots a fire, mechabe. Because, so the melocha deraisa of mechabe is, you have a fire, you shot the fire, what is the case in the Mechabe Deiraise? Because you want the coals. You need the Eifel. Then you sell the coals. Coals is a Zach. Some people create coals. So they make fire. They shot it. And now they have this Metzias of Gecholim. This is Melochesh Tzricha Legufa. What if a person shuts the fire not because he needs the calls, because his robbers, his ganovim outside, he's scared they will see him, so he's mechabe. Mishnah Shabbos. A mechabe sayesh mipnei shu misyare mipnei listim. We said every Shabbos. Potu. Why is potu? Why is potu? What? Melocha she'eino tzricho legufo. He doesn't need it because he wants the gecholim. He's doing the melocha not because he wants the gecholim. He's doing the melocha because he doesn't want the fire here. Doesn't need the melocha. You will say, I have a better heter for him. He's allowed to do it like a tchile. Hey, the miskaven. Don't show miskaven. He doesn't need the calls. He doesn't sell calls. So he doesn't have what to do with it. So it's mutar like a tchile to do it. And you say it's also because of segregation? Why not? He's mechaven. He's not ain't a mechaven. He's mechaven to shut the fire. That's the melocha deraisa. You could say it's ain't a tzricha legufa. He doesn't need the gufa dova. But he's doing the melocha deraisa. You can't call him ain't a mechaven. He's mechaven to do what? To shut the fire. What are you doing? I'm shutting fire. I ain't a tzricha legufa. Another case. Today he brings down to Mesholim. Choyfer gumo digs a boir on Shabbos. Ve'eino tzorich elo le'aforo. He doesn't need a boir. He just needs sand. He's building a building somewhere else. So he digs in one place and he takes sand. It's a melocha she'eino tzricho legufo. Tzricho legufo means he makes a hole. He wants to live in that hole. He wants to put something in this Pesach, in this choyr, in this pit that he built here. But if he's doing it just to move away the sand because he needs sand somewhere else, it's melocha she'eino tzricho legufo. You could call him Eino Miskaven. What he's doing? He's digging. Why he's digging? Not because he wants the hole to be a hole. Not because he wants that to be a boir. He's digging because he wants to use the sand for something else. This is called melocha she'eino tzricho legufo. This is called melocha she'eino tzricho legufo. It's not called dovo she'eino miskaven. What is dovo she'eino miskaven? A person is doing bia. He's not moitzi dam. Look at the chesed of bia will be to take dam. But he says not because I want to take dam, because I like to do bia. This is dam. The Gemara says bia is the maizah that is called bia. Bia exists in the world with dam or without dam. Bia exists in the world without Pesach or with Pesach. Puklach, when I'm doing this bia, I'm doing dam. When I'm doing this bia, I'm doing a Pesach. It mixes together. It meets together. By the way, it happens. Dovo she'eino miskaven is muta. But when I'm doing the meloche, you don't tell me dovo she'eino miskaven. So when I dig a boir, again, so every person will ask. Sometimes in Shabbos we have meloche she'eino tzricha legufo. Sometimes in Shabbos we have dovo she'eino miskaven. How we magdir it? This is the agdore. When we choyfer a boir, what I'm doing? I'm digging. Why? Because. But what I'm doing, I'm digging. When a person is doing a beer, you ask him, what are you doing? I'm bleeding. I'm doing a beer. Boom, it happens. A person shuts a fire. What is doing? I'm protecting from ganovim. I'm shutting fire. You ask me why? I'll tell you why. You can't tell me I'm not mechaven. I'm mechaven with the melocha alein.
When he cuts the chicken.
But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. That's a problem. You're right. As this is Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the Chidushim by Yos Bektzora, and the blue Rabbi Kiva Eiger, he brings down from Kushi Atzumes. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, maybe 5-6 times in Shas, is maimid, that this is pushed by him, that this is the way to understand the klal. So he brings these two Mesholim, Choyfer Boyer and Mechab. Maybe Kunt Rabbi Kiva Eiger, he has a kasha in Arteisfes. A person has a blister, he makes a hole in the blister, he doesn't want to make the hole, he just wants the liquid to come out. What this person is doing now? I will call it mamish lezelda zach. He's choyfer boyer, not on the floor, in the body. Ein atzorich, he doesn't need a hole. He just needs the liquid. Take the person, other mukish lekarka, take that he's a piece of, this is mechayev, it's boyne bekarka. Why is chayev? It's a boyne bekarka. Try to think good. It's not only be'erich, it's bidiyuk. Bidiyuk. The person actually explains, why is chayev as boyne? Because he's building a door at this person. So he's building a door. So he opens, he's making a Pesach, he's building a boil, he's not doing it because he wants it, he just wants to take out the liquid. This is mamish what we learned before, this is called miskaven. He's coming, he's cutting out, he's building, he's doing a Pesach. No, I don't want the Pesach, I'm just trying to take out the liquids. But this is what you're doing. Why is it called Dovo Sheinem Iskaven? Fragt Rav Kiva Eiger. Tesis calls it Dovo Sheinem Iskaven. It's not Dovo Sheinem Iskaven. What? I'm saying again. But beer, I'll explain. Luyot is no dam. He will carry on doing this beer? Yes. A lady doesn't have dam. They took away all of her dam. You can't do a beer with her? You could do a beer. So what he's doing? He's doing beer. No shayach is to dam. Boom! The shayach beer, he's touching a place that is dam, and dam comes out. What? Again, he can't get in without a Pesach, but what he's doing, he's trying to do a Pesach. Luyot she has a Pesach. He will also do what he's doing now? Yes. So he will not do nothing. It will come out. No. If a pass will come again and already is a Pesach, he could see the pass will come out. But it's not what he's doing. It's Pe'ula. We're not speaking of the squeeze. If you speak about the squeeze, you're right. We're speaking about digging the hole. He's taking a knife and he's cutting. Well, he's cutting. This is what he's doing now. You're right. If it would be open, he will not cut. Beer, he's not cutting. Here, he's looking for the place that is closed and he wants to cut. And a boy, why is it called miskaven? This is the cloud of Shabbos. This is Aviyah Avayis, the cloud. When it's called Melocha Sheyitzricho Legufo, and when it's called Dovo Sheinu Miskaven. So, and this Kasha Alein, Reb Shlomo Hyman has a teretz. If this would be the question, meaning to say, put boy on one side, Mechabe, very clear, two cases, and Mamish during the Melocha. All the other cases are very clear. We have a problem. Make it smooth so it doesn't make sense to us why it's called Dovo Sheinu Miskaven and it's not called Melocha Sheyitzricho Legufo Lechura is Miskaven. Shlomo Hyman says, I have a Pashta Teretz. He says, what is the building? Gemara says, Im Lasis Lope Chayev. Im Lohitzi Lecho is Muta. What is Lasis Lope? If he's building, it's awesome. If he's building, it's awesome. Lasis lope is also. Lahoitzi lecho is muta. What is lasis lope? What does lasis lope mean? Says like this. Lasis lope means, Tesis says in Amud Beis, a door, what is a door? A door is a thing that people come in and out. Pesach is double, shenichnosim v'yoytzim boy. If it's not nichnosim v'yoytzim boy, it's not called a Pesach. So, in a normal door, it's Nichlasim V'yoytzim Boi. And this Pesach of the blister, what is Nichlasim V'yoytzim Boi? Zog Tesis Lamud Beis, the liquid comes out, and fresh air comes in to make the sword to be better. So if he wants that purpose, the Haino. And I'll explain what I mean. When it's called Lasis Lepe, when it's called Lahoytzi Lecha. Some people, they want, they can't stand this bump. They have a blister full with liquid. So they pop it. They're not trying now, they're not doctors, they're not trying to say, oh, I'll make a Pesach, and I hope that the liquid will come out, fresh air will come in, then Hashem, in a couple of days I'll be beseder. No, this person, from his point, after the pas comes out, let it to stick. This is, Eina Mechavin Lasis Lope. He doesn't want it to be open, that the whole time fresh air can come out, come in, and pas can come out. If it's bumpy, he doesn't want it to bump now, he squeezes it out, from his point, stick it back right away. This is im lehoitzi leicho muto. Lasis lope chayev. Mele, Rav Shleime, this person, he's not doing a Pesach. He's not digging. He's trying just to take out the liquid. He's doing a nekev. Nishken Pesach. Is a Pesach and is a nekev. He's busy with a nekev. He's not doing a Pesach. Grada, you're right. By the way, it doesn't work like that. If you make a nekev, happens a Pesach. So, but from his point, Luyetzuya is a way that to make the hole in a way that when you pull it out, it closes right away. He would also do it. So like we said here, he's busy with a beer. You're right. The Matthias just has psulim. The only way is he breaks the psulim and he comes in. But he's not busy with doing a Pesach. Remember, this is called Dovah Shem Miskaven. It's a psikresha. It has to happen. But it's two peulas. Nekev and Pesach are two different things. So Shem Ebalta from Shleime. We could marich of it. But the reason I don't want to be marich on it so much, because the problem is that it doesn't help us. It's a shame of all, but it doesn't help Lemaise. Why? We'll go a step weiter. Rav Kiva Eiger didn't ask this question only by us. Rav Kiva Eiger's kasha is shver in four places in Masechta Shabbos. And I want There's two parts here. To know the teretz, but first to know good the kashas. Again, choifer bo ve'en tzorich le'aforo. Everyone understands this person knows what he's doing. He's digging. The purpose is for the sand, not for the boil. It's not einu miskaven. He's eating. He has different kavonis. The person we said eats chazir. He doesn't want to eat chazir because he feels not comfortable that his plate will stay full. This is not einu miskaven. It's miskaven. It's different kavonis. He's eating. He's digging a boil. He's shutting the fire. He's doing the melacha. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's shutting a fire. He's doing it because he doesn't want the ganovim. Not because he needs the coals. Oh, but he's doing the melacha. This is called miskaven. It's called melacha sheyitzricha legufa. What is einim miskaven? We said the normal case of einim miskaven is, Rabbi Kiveger says in his marshal, you schlep a bench, goyer safsal, and there's a crack. You don't need the crack. From your point, you prefer there will be no cracks. You just need to move a bench from one place to the other place. Gerade when you're moving the bench, it's a crack. This is called Dovo Sheinu Miskaven. I'm doing one pe'ula, and the other pe'ula happens. I'm doing one pe'ula, and the other pe'ula happens. So why Mephis Musa? Tesis puts us in the list. He was mechaven to do the Pesach. Before we know Nekev Pesach. He's doing this exactly. He's not doing it because he wants to build a building, because he wants liquid to come out. It's exactly choifer bo, and he's trying to take out liquid. We said the teretz of Reb Shleimer. We'll go to the next kasha, Reb Kiveger. Tesis brings down kvoshin, we read it, shesochtom legufo muto, davo sheinu miskaven. He takes a pickle, he squeezes it, because he doesn't want the liquid to be inside, he wants the pickle to be dry. Zog tesis, it's davo sheinu miskaven. Why? He's not mechaven to the liquid to come out. He's just mechaven that the pickle will be dry. This is called davo sheinu miskaven? This is called davo sheinu miskaven? He's miskaven. What is he doing? Squeezing out the liquid. He doesn't want to have aveira. And gesund the head. The person also, he's eating chazir. He mamish doesn't want it. This person is mechaven exactly to what he's doing. He's mechaven exactly to what he's doing. What he's doing? Squeezing the kvoshi. Why is Dovo Sheinu Miskaven? What are the shaykhs Dovo Sheinu Miskaven? Einu Miskaven, I'm doing one thing, I'm pulling a bench, and grade happens to be that is a scratch, is a charitz, is a crack. I'm doing one thing, but if I'm doing, what I'm doing here is, I'll give you a case of Einu Miskaven, and a pickle that you'll get a chetimtze. There's a jar of pickles, and you want to catch a pickle. So you have the pickle, but you know, it's loose. So you catch on to it. Gradually, liquid comes out. This is called Einu Miskaven. I'm not trying to, from my put, let all the liquid to stay inside. Even if it's a psik reisha, because there's no way to chop it. Yeah, you take a pickle, you know, you have these soft fruits that are in a kind of, you know, dessert. There's a masha, you babish pick it up every time. The poiskim la'alochet, mishnebrui kles, you'll have to eat a watermelon and Shabbos with a spoon. Every time when you push the watermelon, liquid comes out. It's not shaykh. Yeah, some rabbanim hold. Not allowed to eat a watermelon. Secretion. It's the rice, it could be. What? Why is mutter? What? If you eat with the mouth. Say that. I know. And eat with the mouth, what helps? It also trips. I hope if the mouth will finish in the end, we'll try to. But no! This, I'm a lochet very nice. I'm sorry. You're allowed to eat a watermelon, the mistake, the light will go on. You understand it's a problem? I'm asking you, Shaila. You eat a watermelon, liquid comes out. It's a lochet very nice, exactly like putting out the light. What is the difference? So again, this is secretion. Okay, but I'm explaining why it's Einu Miskaven. Why it's called Einu Miskaven. Maybe it's mutter, maybe it's also. Why it's called Einu Miskaven? Because you're not busy taking out liquid of the water. You're busy eating. From your point, you don't need liquid to come out. But when you take a pickle and you squeeze them out because you want it to be dry, this is miskaven. It's a different heter. Melacha sheyitzricha legufo. How tasis brings it to the list? This is the second kasha of Rav Kiveger. Shaykh is to the oruch. It's a melacha deraisa. It's not a kasha. Why it's mutter? Says the teretz uchla de ifras. It's not called a melacha. So it's another head to hoilech li'ibud. It's a shayla if hoilech li'ibud helps or not. But I'm saying now, it's not hoilech li'ibud. I'm just trying to bring a marshal. What is called? Dova that is muta. We'll go to the third case of Rav Kiveger. Rav Kiveger is in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. And the new Rav Kiveger is the printed down this Rav Kiveger by us also. Rav Kiveger as a kasha, as a gemore. A person has a korban on Shabbos, korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, you mafshid the oir. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to take off the beginning of the oir, the skin, you take off the beginning of the skin, you have to get to the imurim. So the Gemara, why I can't take off the whole oir? So the Gemara is a meloche, mafshit. It's one of the obvious meloche. And the Mishkan, they took off the oir, took off the skin, the oir is elim u'domim, they took it off the animals to use it. Zag the Gemara, but the person doesn't need the oir. Zag the Gemara says, "Einu mischaven." The Gemara, "Psikreisha, einu mechaven." He's pulling off the oir. Tell me, melocha she'ela tzricha legufa. What is he doing? He's pulling off the skin of the animal. The Gemara says, "Einu mechaven." What einu mechaven? He's what he's doing. He's pulling off the skin. Why is doing it? He's not doing it for the purpose. He's not doing it for the purpose because he wants. The oil, he's doing it because for different reasons. Why? The bustle, he's doing it for others. It's called double shayna miskaven. Why is it called double shayna miskaven? He's mechaven. This is what he's doing. He's digging, he's shutting the light, he's shutting the fire, he's making a Pesach, he's taking off the oil. This is what he wants to do. Shayna miskaven is, he's pulling a bench that you're allowed to pull a bench. He's doing a beer. You're allowed to do a beer. This is called Davar She'eino Miskaven. The fourth kasha, Reb Reuven Shtolz, the Zalba kasha. We have another case in our sugya. You have these little berries on the hadas, the little anovim on the hadas. You pick off the hadas, you pick off these anovim from the hadas. So you can mobile, I'm fixing the hadas. She'eino Miskaven. I'm eating it. What are you doing? It's an adas that has a problem, that has a novim. And you're pulling off the novim. What is enem iskaven? Enem iskaven, you know what would be the case of enem iskaven? You take the adas team and you shuckle the shyness. And the grapes fall off. I was not mechaven to take them off. From my point, let them to stay. It's almost like you're pulling the bench. I'm picking up the shyness. And God, it falls off. I'm putting it inside the koshikul. God, the grapes fall off. This is called double shenem iskaven. I'm doing one pula. And something else happens, by the way. This is called double shayna miskaven. This is called a double shayna miskaven. But a person goes, takes the grape and he pulls it off. I'm mamash not mechaven. What's not mechaven? You're taking off the grape. I'm mamash not mechaven. You're doing it. You're not doing it because you want to fix. I'm shutting the fire. Mechaven does melachah she'tzricha legufa. These are the four kashas of Rav Kiveiga. Again, a person has to chaz and chaz this, but does it be etzim deklar, as if Rav Kiveiga. But lemaisa, we see nishta ze. We see nishta ze. Lemaisa, Tesis calls it double shayna mechaven. The Gmoris call it double shayna mechaven. So Rav Shleime answered us, Pesach with a nekev, two different zachen. He's trying to do the nekev, he's not trying to do the Pesach. By the way, becomes a Pesach. From his point, he tried to do a nekev, so double shayna mechaven, it's only a psikration. And a nekev, it's a shayna Rav Shleime. But if this will be the sugya, but the problem is we have kvashim. It's mamish. Kvashim is mamish. Akushi atzum. It's command no way out. He's mamish mechaven to be made in the liquid. It's called in a miskaven. Hafshot asoir. But Rav Kiveiger himself and Rav Kuf Yuzayin and Shabbos bring down Rav Kiveiger here, and also the case of anovim. Why it's called double shein miskaven? These are the kashas. Zogt Reb Reuven a teretz. A mechudosh dike teretz. I know that needs a bit limud, but that's the sugya. This is the whole thesis here. All the mesholim of thesis are called double shayna miskaven. It's miskaven. It's no masech to Shabbos anymore. It's no melocha shayna tzricha legufa. Reb Reuven says this yesoid. You'd like to see him inside after it. Listen very carefully. It says like this. This is called double she'eino mechaven. It's called mechaven. He shuts the fire, mechaven. He makes a boil, mechaven, for a different purpose. And be'etzem, kvoshim is mechaven. He's squeezing, he's taking out the liquid. He's making a pesach, he's mechaven. He doesn't need it. Melach shetzirah legufa. Mavshit d'oir, he's mechaven. So why here it's muta? Why it's called double she'eino mechaven? And it's only also because of psikresha. And if psikresha de l'nichale is muta, this also becomes muta. What is the avonah? What is the hezbo here? It's very shvel. What is the avonah there? What's the hezbo in there? The Hezbollah is like this. That's a kind good. In Shabbos, Hashem doesn't let do melochas. It's a svara in Shabbos, not because of Belech Machshavos. Hashem doesn't let to do melochas. He doesn't let to do boine. He doesn't let to do mavir. He doesn't let to do mechabe. He doesn't let to do mapshit. Because the Kula, he also doesn't let to do averes. In Shabbos, what is the averes? The melochas Shabbos are the averes. Because the Kula, the averes are the averes. The Moshe, the prisoner allowed to eat chazir. What is the aveira? To eat chazir. You're not allowed to mechabe esh al gabe ha-mizbeach. What is the esh? Isur is to mechabe esh al gabe ha-mizbeach. This is the isur. This is the isur. Mechabe is esh al gabe ha-mizbeach. The isur is little boy shatnes. What is the isur in Shabbos? To build houses or to do boine? What is the isur in Shabbos? To shut fires or to do mechabe? You could have said to shut fires, to build buildings. Sinishtase. And Shabbos, the isur is to do melochis Shabbos. The isur is melechet Shabbos. You're right that this person is taking off the oir. But taking off the oir is not a aveira. Hashem doesn't have a problem that skin leaves the animal on Shabbos. The cheftz of the aveira is the Melocha Shabbos. I want to explain it a little bit deeper. The Reuven doesn't say it till the end. I want to be masber. In every Aveire, what is the Aveire in Chazir? Eating Chazir. This is the Chetz of the Aveire. Eating Chazir. This is the Aveire. I'm not allowed to eat Chazir. If I eat Chazir, it's the Aveire. What would be if I'm eating Chazir and I don't want to eat Chazir? I'm just eating it because I feel not comfortable. And you're planning to do the Aveire that Hashem doesn't let to do. So you're planning to do the Aveire. You have good excuses. But you're having to do the Aveire. And Shabbos, what is the Aveire? The Aveire in Shabbos is the building or the boine? We'll take the case of Lehavshit Esoir. The case of Lehavshit Esoir. What is the Isur in Lehavshit Esoir? Hashem has a problem that skin leaves the bosal. The problem is the Meleches Shabbos. The problem is the Meleches Shabbos. If the oir is to be mamchishit, it's only amchoshe. Shtaim she'asu'u on Shabbos is muta. Why? But two people will eat chazah together is b'seder. Two people will do the beer together is b'seder. Avada nisha. Two people will take an erve and make it to do the aveira. To be muta? Avada also. Why? Because the purpose is the aveira. Avada, oines, muta. The aveira is the aveira. And Shabbos the Meloche is the meiste meloche is the aveire. Asiyas ha-meloche is the aveire. Val de asiyas ha-meloche is the aveire in Shabbos. Val de asiyas ha-meloche is the aveire in Shabbos. So val de asiyas ha-meloche is the aveire in Shabbos. B'meile, if I'm planning to do one kind of aveire, I'm planning l'moshul, I'm planning in Shabbos, I'm planning to build. Now what is my kavona in Shabbos? My kavona in Shabbos is to build. I'm chayev. My kavod is to shut a fire. I'm chayev. I'm a chavid. It's melocha sheyitzricha legufa. But lemoshel, when I'm taking an animal and I'm pulling off the skin, and I'm not mechavim that I want to be mafshi doir, I'm not mechavim for the melocha. So it's ki'ilu, I was mechavim for a different maise. The maise melocha in Shabbos is two maise. Is a boina and is building. Is doing holes, and is doing Pesach. Not like we said from Shleimer, this is a little hole, a bigger hole. It's a melocha that is called boine, and it's a melocha to do, a person making holes in his body. Hashem doesn't have a problem that you have holes in your body. He has a problem that you boine in Shabbos. I'm not trying to do boine. I'm trying to do holes. Grade will be a boine. Grade will be a melocha. I'm trying to do something else in Shabbos. When it's also, not the mashal is, when a person is pulling a bench, and grade becomes a charitz, he was not mechabe to do the meloche. When he's doing mechabe, so he's planning to do meloche is mechabe, so he doesn't have a heter, this is mechabe. But when a person, the moshul, makes a hole in the body, he's not trying to do boine, he's trying to make a hole. A hole in boine is two different zachen. I'm not saying that like Reb Shleimer, because a hole is one way, two ways. A person is trying the marshal to squeeze. Now, the yisayit of soichet is that he wants the liquid. He's bichlam not trying to make a melech soichet. He's trying to dry the pickle. What? What case of water? Right. Oh, I mean, effect a good akash. Effect a good akash. But it's close. Fregt Reb Reuven on himself, if you understand what I'm saying, even Choyfer Boyer has to be Davar Sheinu Miskaven. He's not trying to do a Boyer in Shabbos. He's collecting sand. Punk is a Meloche. Punk is a Meloche. As they Fregt Reb Reuven, you see the brackets, as they Fregt Reb Reuven on himself. And Lemaise Tesis in Shabbos, Dav Kuf Gimel says, Choyfer Boyer is Davar Sheinu Miskaven. It's not a Meloche Sheinu Tzricha Legufo. What? Mechabe. I'm shutting the fire. What else you could tell me I'm doing? I'm chasing Ganovim now. I'm putting on the fire. This is the Melochah. No! You Mechabe to put on the fire.
I want it done. I don't want a Melochah.
What are you trying to do to put out the fire? No, I'm explaining to you the difference. A person that is Choyfer Boyer, he's not trying to make a Boyer. He's trying to collect sand. He's Bichlam not trying to collect, to make a Boyer. A person that shuts a fire, what are you trying? To shut the fire. Ask him, what are you trying to do? To shut the fire. Kvashim also? I'm not trying to take out liquid. I'm trying to dry the kvashim. The melacha, I'll explain to you why. Melacha soichet is not to make things dry. It's to get liquid. The melacha soichet is not to make things dry. This is melavet. What? No, mechab is to shut fires.
I don't want to shut
fire. You're trying to shut the fire. The melech will be dark. What are you trying to do? To shut the fire. What are you trying to do? To make the pickle dry. No. But I'm misasing, I'm not misasing in the melochet. I know it's a darkest big chiluk.
When you covered the fire, it also will be dark.
Right? Said, Lamashah, but you're trying, you're misasing. The yesoid is one yesoid, ba'etzah. So the case that is mamish klor if ainu miskaven is mechabe. Enechanami? I want to go to the next slide. So if we go back to what we have, and here let me show on the kasha club. We have our tesis that tesis had a kasha and the oruch. Oruch, you hope secretion that the nichle is muter. Mephis Musa is only b'mokim tzar. Right, Rabbi Kiveiger. Mephis Musa is miskaven. It's not any miskaven. It's muter, it's melocha sheyitzricha legufo. It's not called eino mechaven. What do you want from the oruch? The oruch is matir dovo sheyino mechaven. This person wanted to do the Pesach. This was Rav Kiveiger's kasha. And the same kasha he had in Kvoshim. He's mechaven to take out the liquid. It's not eino mechaven. We had a kasha in Mafshit Oir, and Adasim. When it's called eino mechaven, said Rav Kiveiger? Only when a person schleps a bench, and he doesn't want to do the second peula. It's two different peulas. This is the way Rabbi Kiveiger understands it. But the problem is, in the middle of Rabbi Kiveiger, like Choyfer Boyer, it's miskaven. Mechaven is mechaven. So Rabbi Kiveiger puts all of the cases bichlal mechaven. Eina mechaven is when you don't want to do what you're doing. You're trying to do something else. But if you're planning to do this with a different purpose, it's not called Dovah Sheina miskaven. And Reb Shleimer only took one kasha of Mephis Musa. He said, dear Taki, it's two different pulas. You were not even trying to do the Pesach. Trying to make a small hole. And you were hoping that it would close. Granted, it happened to be that also ear could come in. So you could look at it like two pulas. But the question was, are there other cases? We can't answer Reb Kiveiger. So we had to say another yesod. We'll lost up the yesod. So we don't understand this. I want to go to the next kasha. The next kasha. But I want maybe we'll see the Gemara inside together. It's such a pele after you hear Rav Kiveiger, you hear Tesfus. You open the Gemara in Shabbos, and it's Mamish Hashem Yoreneinu. You open the Gemara in Shabbos, Shabbos Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Look in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara goes on the Mishnah that you're allowed to be Mephis Mursa. The Gemara says you're allowed to be Mephis Mursa. Man Tone, Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Rav Reb Shimoni. The Omar Melocha Shein Tzricha Leguf and Potur Oler. You get the matter lo aho. Ha-Mephis Musa B'Shabes. Im Lathis Pechayov, im Lohoitzi Mimeno Leicho Potur. Man Tone, Omar Rab Yudah, Omar Rab Reb Shimonhi. The Omar Melocha Shein Tzricha Leguf and Potur Oler. So the Gemara says, why are you allowed to be Mephis Musa? Not because it's Dov Shein and Miskaven. No, it's Miskaven. It's Mutter because Merochas is Tzichel Gufa. Not only Rabbi Kiva Eger was right on Tesfis. The Gemara says, Fakel from Tesfis. The Gemara says, why are you allowed to be Mephis Musa and Shabbos? Reb Shimoni. What Reb Shimon? Say Reb Shimon, oh, Dov Shein Miskaven Mutter. No, no, no. It's Miskaven. It's Miskaven. No, the Gemara has a different answer. You know why it's Mutter? It's Merochas Shein Tzichel Gufa. He's not doing it because he wants the Pesach. He's doing it because he wants the liquid out. Choyf a bor, and he doesn't need a boil. It's mutam melachosh, it's zirah legufa. So be'etzem, the kashi becomes a kushi adiro now. We were handling, Taisa said that this is called dovo she'ene miskaven. Till he has a kashi, oruch, it's a mutar lekatchile. You said every ene miskaven is mutar. Even if it's a psikreshe, you said that it's mutar the oruch. How, why the Gemara says only memokim tzar has to be mutar? Quick, Rav Kiva Eger. Dov Hashem Miskaven? It's Miskaven. Din is Melachah Yitzchel Legufa. What do you want from the Aruch? Busy answering Rav Kiva Eger. No, Rav Kiva Eger, Tesis is right. It's Dov Hashem Miskaven. He was not Mechaven to do it. You open the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, you know why it's Muta? Melachah Yitzchel Legufa. Fuck out from Tesis. So it's two shlavim here. We have the shlav, we're learning Tesis. Tesis brings down Mephis Musa. It's Muta, it's a Dov Hashem Miskaven. The Mele, he has a kasha and the oruch. Oruch, you said that it's mutar lekatchile. Dear, it says only the mokim tzar. You have a teretz, oruch. What do you want from the oruch? It's called miskaven. I, the Gemara was mati, melachah she'tzichel legufa. It's called miskaven. You can't say that it's mutar. We're busy answering, Rav Kiva Eger. No, it's called eni miskaven. Nekev, Pesach, Reb Ruven, melachah Shabbos, every two melachas are separate. So, mamish dvorim amukim ad bilei. You open the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos says, look at Tesfas. The Gemara in Shabbos says, why are you allowed to make this Musa be Shabbos? Because, Omani Reb Shimon, you don't know, Melochah Yitzchel Legufa. Potu. But state in the Gemara, that if Melochah Yitzchel Legufa is Chayev, it's also. So, it's bad to have Kiveger's Kasha. Kiveger didn't have to ask on his own. He had to say, I have a Gemara, then I'm right. What? Why didn't he say it? I'm asking you. And as the Rav Kiva Eger, it's a Gemara. We're learning the whole sugya. We're trying to understand the Shver Musik. What's the Pshat Dov Hashem Miskaven? We're trying to understand the Shver Musik. He's Miskaven. He's trying to do the Pesach. We bring our Chove for Rav Kiva Eger, four places in Shas. We have the same problem. Why it's called Dov Hashem Miskaven? The Chuvah is Miskaven. The Miyashiv Rav Kiva Eger. This was the Shver Miyashiv. Why it's called Miskaven? Say it. Shver Azach. Now the kasha is, say Gemara. Say Gemara. Say often a Gemara. Gemara mefurashes. Mephis Musa is muta, melochah she'tzichel legufa. So I want to start the madrigas of the kasha. First we're asking why the Gemara didn't say that it's, after we know that it's called Dov Hashem Miskaven. We don't know why, but our thesis told us that it's called Dov Hashem Miskaven. As they state in our thesis. But merely he says that if the oruch, it has to be muta. So in our thesis state, that it's Dov Hashem Miskaven. If our taste said that it's called Dovoshen and Miskaven, so our kasha is now the first kasha, the first shlav of the kasha. The first shlav of the kasha is why the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Zayin didn't say, Man hai tane, the Sovar, that it's Mutar. Who is this Tane that holds that it's Mutar? The Tane that holds that it's Mutar, Homani Reb Shimoni. The Omar Dov Hashem Miskaven Muta. What? Like Taisus. More against Taisus. Taisus says that it's Muta as Dov Hashem Miskaven. But made it for Taisus and the Oruch led it to be Muta like Atchile. And the Gemara says that it's not Muta, it's a Dov Hashem Miskaven. The Gemara says the reason it's Muta is because it's Melocha Shetzricha Legufa. The reason that it's Muta is because it's Melocha Shetzricha Legufa. So the first answer has to be on this shlav of the kasha that the Gemara, who says the Gemara there? Omar Rab Yude Omarav. Omar Rab Yude Omarav. Rab Yude Omarav holds. What Rab Yude Omarav holds? Rab Yude Omarav holds by us Halochik Rab Yude Dovo She'ena Miskaven is also. So that Gemara is Alibed Rab Yude. Rab Yudah holds Dov Hashem Miskaven is also in Shabbos. So while Rabbi Yudah holds Dovr Shel Miskaven is Osur and Shabbos, so the Gemara can't say that Rabbi Yudah is Matirit because Dovr Shel Ein Miskaven. The Gemara has to say that the reason the Gemara was Matirit is because Melocha Shein Tzicha Legufa. We go La Aloche Shmuel. Shmuel holds Dovr Shel Miskaven is Mutter. Frektes is by us La Aloche Lefi Shmuel. Why Shmuel says Mefis Shmuel says Mutter? Why it's Mutter only when Melchim Tzar? Let it be Mutter Alamo. Let it be Mutter Alamo. Every time Lefi Shmuel is Dovr Shel Miskaven Akasha and the Oruch. But the Gemara there is going only with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovr Shel Miskaven. It's Osur and Shabbos. So you can't say that it's Mutter because Dovr Shel Ein Miskaven. So why it could be Mutter? The only reason it could be Melocha Shein Tzicha Legufa. Or Belashita saying that we all Dovr Shel Miskaven is Mutter. So we have a different reason. So our thesis was going to Halacha Lefi Shmuel. It's our Gemara. The Gemara says, but Shmuel Amar Halacha Kereb Shimon, and Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav Amar Halacha Kereb Yudah. So while Rabbi Yudah holds Dovr Shel Miskaven is also, so b'meile, you can't say that Mefis Mul says Mutter because Dovr Shel Miskaven. You have to say that Mefis Mul says also is Mutter because Dovr Shel Tzicha Legufa. This is the Leichtigkeit. This is what you have to say. We'll see tomorrow. Reb Chaim and Sefer says it in his way. And this is Shver, one more step. And this we have one more step Shver. Abba Teisva said that only because Ashas Rabbi Yudah holds Dovr Shel Miskaven is also. Over in Shabbos, we mentioned the first Shiurim, Shittas Rabbi Yudah that in Shabbos, Dovr Shel Ein Miskaven is potur, because Melech is Machshavis Beinah. So Rabbi Yudah holds, Bekol HaShas, Dovr Shel Miskaven is Chayev. Over in Shabbos is not Rabbi Yudah. Shittas HaTesis, that in Shabbos is not Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds, Dovr Shel Ein Miskaven is potur in Shabbos. So again, comes the kasha. If you hold Dovr Shel Miskaven is potur, so why the Gemara has to come to Melech Shein Tzricha Legufo? Let the Gemara to say Dovr Shel Ein Miskaven. This is the kasha and Shittas HaTesis. And this is based on the way Reb Chaim Shtel says kasha and his nusach that we'll see tomorrow with the Asar Rambam. So again, the kasha is after Mishuma we know that our sugya is Dovr Shel Ein Miskaven. As they state in our tesis. The kasha is why the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Zayin said different. L'chura we see like Rav Kiva Eger. The answer is, the Gemara in Shabbos is going a libe to Rav Yehuda. He doesn't hold from the heter of Dovr Shel Miskaven. This is the reason the Gemara in Shabbos had to say that the heter is Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. But the kasha is, you're right that the Gemara is going to leave with Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda himself, Taisa says in Yume, we bring the Pnishu Abizim down, by us in Heimut Beis, that because Hashas, Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovr Shel Miskaven is Chayev. But in Shabbos, while you have to have Melech Ismach Shemes, Rabbi Yehuda masking that it's Potur, so why the Gemara has to say, it's a Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa? Let the Gemara to say, because Ein Miskaven. So if you're Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Niflo. It does say it's Miskaven. Rabbi Kiva Eger will say, I have a Gemara like me. The Gemara has to come to a different reason. Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa. But now that we know that Taisa says Dovr Shel Miskaven is Mutter by us, it's called Dovr Shel Miskaven. Why the Gemara didn't say it? So what the answer is Rabbi Yudah. But in Shabbos Rabbi Yudah is masking. This is the kasha. There's a way to answer it. Now it's really a little bit too late. There's a way to answer it. We'll see tomorrow. There's a Reb Chaim here on a Rambam. Reb Chaim also says a similar Torah to answer this Shaila. I just want to fix one more little thing that I said yesterday. Someone corrected me. Maybe it's a shtickle better to say it like that. We asked the Kasha, Teisa asked the Kasha, why are you allowed to do psikresha de loy nichalei? The Shita said Teisa that it's also with the Rabbonon. Why are you allowed to mezalef mayim al gabi amizbeach? So Teisa mishum mitzvah. Then Teisa asked the Kasha on shyness. And Teisa says, shori mishum mitzvah. Teisa doesn't say it so stark. And then he says, inami, a different teretz on shyness. She said, and Zilu, only one teretz, Mishum Mitzvah. And Rishaynes, maybe to say the same teretz, and then he says the Inami. But the Inami anyway doesn't answer and Zilu. This is what we asked yesterday in the end of Shir. So someone was married to me, well, the guy in Shir, I think he said very good, that in Zilu, it's Mamisha Mitzvah, when he pours the, so Chazal will matter it. And Rishaynes, it's not Mamisha Mitzvah. He cuts the grapes, and later he has a mitzvah. May I taste it the same issue mitzvah that will matter this also? Now look at the Lashon, it says it. ויש לאמר מזילוף מצווה שייני. ובוי שיינס נמי יש לאמר משום מצווה. הנה מי, maybe you don't say משום מצווה. ומאלה, you have to say, I'm going to tell. I think it's more correct.
I said yesterday that you have one already. I said that. Maybe what's wrong with Mitzvah? I'll say Mishamah, I just forgot his name. Maybe has ever proven any better than Rishlaimer, even answering. Let's go to all the cases.
Half the cases are not finished with Mitzvah.